And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 3rd of December. It's the birthday of Daryl Hannah, born on this day in 1960. Over a 30-year film career, Daryl Hannah has starred in over 40 feature films and has created numerous iconic roles in successful, critically acclaimed, and enduring movies. She portrayed a mermaid who falls in love in Ron Howard's zany comedy, Splash, and a Cro-Magnon in The Clan of the Cave Bear. Hannah played Roxanne in Steve Martin's contemporary take on the Cyrano de Bergerac story and co-starred as Elle Driver in Quentin Tarantino's cult classics Kill Bill Volumes 1 and 2. Aside from acting, Hannah is committed to environmentalism, and her many speaking engagements include keynote speeches at the UN Climate Change Summit and the UN Global Business Conference on the Environment. Hannah has been vegetarian since the age of 11 when she found out that some cows she met would be dead the next day. Since then, Hannah has chosen a vegan lifestyle as a way to slow the progression of climate change. In addition to the inhumane treatment that animals receive in factory farms, Hannah pointed out that the farms are also producing massive amounts of pollution and methane, which is a more potent greenhouse gas than carbon. Daryl Hannah, who said, "I literally lost the ability to disassociate what was on my plate from the creature she or he had been." The publication of Animal Gospel by Andrew Lindsay was on this day in 1998. Lindsay provides a Christian credo for animals. He gives a personal account of the gospel truths that have sustained his commitment to the cause of animals for over 50 years now, and makes a strong case for a reformed faith which allows the gospel of Christ to interpret the world of innocent suffering. The publication of Ethical Vegan, A Personal and Political Journey to Change the World by Jordi Casmetana was on this day in 2020. Ethical veganism is not only about the food you choose to consume, it is a coherent philosophical belief that affects most areas of your life and which could be the answer to today's global crises. Jordi Casmetana is the vegan zoologist and animal protection campaigner whose landmark employment tribunal in 2020 made ethical veganism a protected belief in Great Britain. Ethical Vegan describes Jordi's extraordinary life and the animal encounters which led him to veganism and legal victory. It debunks myths and dispels preconceptions, offering a comprehensive analysis of veganism as a philosophy and as a socio-political transformative movement. Taking in history, science, and everyday living, it explores how it is possible to dress ethically, travel, consume, and work responsibly, and of course, eat well without compromising vegan ethics. Ethical Vegan is a riveting read. Jordi Casmetana argues passionately for humans to interact with the world in a positive and compassionate way. This thought-provoking manifesto for doing no harm has the power to open people's minds and help achieve a better future for all living things and the planet. And here's a poem for today, December, by Christopher Pierce Crench. No more the scarlet maples flash and burn their beacon fires from hilltop and from plain. The meadow grasses and the woodland fern in the bleak woods lie withered once again. The trees stand bare, and bare each stony scar upon the cliffs. Half-frozen glide the rills. The steel-blue river, like a scimitar, lies cold and curved between the dusky hills. Over the upland farm I take my walk and miss the flaunting flocks of goldenrod, each autumn flower a dry and leafless stalk, each mossy field a track of frozen sod. I hear no more the robin's summer song through the gray network of the wintry woods, only the cawing crows that all day long clamor about the windy solitudes. Like agate stones upon the earth's frozen breast, the little pools of ice lie round and still, while sullen clouds shut downward east and west in marble ridges stretched from hill to hill. Come once again, O southern wind, once more come with thy wet wings flapping at my pane, ere snowdrifts pile their mounds about my door, one parting dream of summer bring again. Ah, no. I hear the windows rattle fast. I see the first flakes of the gathering snow that dance and whirl before the northern blast. No counterman the march of days can know. December drops no weak, relenting tear by our fond summer sympathies ensnared, nor from the perfect circle of the year can even winter's crystal gems be spared. Cranch's December. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to reduce someone's suffering today.